Well, a lot of things going on as we kick off a new month. It's a very, very busy one at Amera Astronomy Center. So much going on. Where to begin? You want to talk about what's going on Friday nights this month?
Sure, sure. So we this month, we have a new show called Habitat Earth. And that program basically takes a look at habitats and environments here on Earth and how all life is related, from microscopic life to, of course, giant life like whales to, of course, human populations as well. And so this program really ties well into the Earth Day celebrations, which happen every April. And we'll be doing some special programming on Earth Day as well on April 22nd, showing dynamic Earth. But yeah, Friday nights at 7, we have Habitat Earth. And then also our music series continues. We just finished up Imagine Dragons this past Friday. And so now we have Linkin Park for the month of April. And going ahead, we'll have Zeppelin in May and some other things coming up going forward.
How fortuitous with the news today that Led Zeppelin is reuniting.
Yeah, I heard a little bit about that. Yeah. We'll have to wait and see how that all goes and when if they do another concert, but that would be kind of cool.
Or if they just get in a fight on stage and say, why did we do this?
Kind of like Pink Floyd, you know. And we will have them in July. We'll have Dark Side of the Moon celebrating the anniversary of the moon landing and some other stuff then But but of course they could never, they got into that thing too where they don't talk to each other anymore.
also a wonderful show for the kids this month too, Sesame Street themed. Or was that last month?
I think we have Life of Trees coming up month. Yes, I believe.
I looked at the wrong list.
Yeah, no worries.
There it is.
Yeah, Life of Trees. So Life of Trees, we do have Sesame Street, I believe we have tomorrow morning for our... homeschool group. So we have a homeschool show. It's always the first Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. And it is also open to the public. And that is, Sesame Street. One World, One Sky with Big Bird and Elmo. So... come out and join us for that. And then, our Sunday show is Life of Trees, which takes a look. Basically, you join Dolores the Ladybug and Mike the Firefly, and you get to learn all about trees and go inside them and attend the Creepy Crawlies Institute, as it's called, to learn all about trees and how they work. But it's a really great show looking at the importance of trees in our environment. It definitely ties into Maine here, given all the forestry we have. So it's a fun program for families, and also kind of continues that sort of Earth Day and Earth Month theme, you might say, around the environmental stuff.
Also coming up 2 weeks from Thursday, the science lecture series continues, Light from the Void.
Yeah, so Grant Tremley is going to be there for that, and he's from Harvard Smithsonian, and he'll be talking about both the Hubble Space Telescope and Chandra in 30 years with Hubble. Pretty amazing how long that's been up there. Mm. And then also talking about a new observatory called the Lynx X-ray Observatory, which is going to be launched hopefully soon. He's going to be our last science lecture series until fall. Basically, this is the last one for the spring academic term. And then we go away until fall again with the science lecture series. So you do want to make it out for this one. Should be really a lot of fun, especially if you like Hubble telescope, because you're going to have some really great images of that.
Well, that's wonderful. Sean Lash is here from Amera Astronomy Center. School vacation all around the state of Maine starts in a couple of weeks' time, and you've got some great April break programs planned.
Yeah, we have shows every day that week of April 15th through 19th, and we're running through a variety of different titles, so do check our website at astro.umaine.edu, and you can see all the different offerings that we have there. But we'll be running special programs changing each day for that. Lots of fun things. So if you need something for the kids to do or the weather doesn't cooperate, come and join us and they can explore their universe at the planetarium and do some fun activities as well.
So as we kick off a new month, we always like to ask you, what's up in the sky? What can we look forward to seeing this month?
Yeah, so we have a few things. Right now, we have planets primarily in the morning sky, and Venus and Jupiter are really exceptionally bright in our morning sky. So if you're an early morning riser before the sun, Venus is going to be low over in the eastern sky, and Jupiter will be almost at sunrise, will be near the south. So at that time, Jupiter actually going to rise around 1 a.m. or so and be visible. And then Mars is visible over in the evening sky, just after sunset, right near the Pleiades. So we're starting to, you know, those winter constellations starting to sink into the west, but Mars is over in that area of the sky, and it's well worth checking out. And there's been some interesting astronomy news as of late, too. There's this asteroid. We won't necessarily be able to see it with telescopes or unaided eye, but Hubble spotted it. There's this asteroid that's been breaking up and has a tail, that's pretty exciting as well. We've only seen that once before, so it's definitely something that's pretty interesting.
You mentioned the 50th anniversary of Apollo 11. I was looking back over the weekend, and it's remarkable because everything got fast-tracked in the late 60s to try and meet President Kennedy's challenge of putting a man on the moon before the end of the decade. And it's remarkable to think back on it now. But between mid to late December and the end of May, there were three Apollo missions that were all very successful. Apollo 8, 9, and 10, which all set the stage for the moon landing in July. It's remarkable to think about the fact that three of those successful missions took place in a span of 5 months.
Yeah, it really was amazing how much they did fast track things then and how quickly they were able to move. And I know coming up for the anniversary, we've been actually in planning for the anniversary for this summer because it happens on a Saturday, which is perfect for us. So we're going to have an all-day event up at UMaine for that anniversary. We're calling it the Moon, Mars, and Maine. So we'll have a little bit of a Maine theme there, but we'll be doing things like we'll have the planetarium, but we'll also be doing a tour of the Lunar Habitat Module on campus with Dr. Ali Abedi and talking about the wireless network and the things they've launched ISS, and also with Dr. Bill Davis over at the Advanced Composite and Structure Center looking at the HIAD for landing payload packages on Mars. So we'll be looking at basically that and the connection here in Maine. And we're working on bringing in some big keynote speakers for that event too, possibly an astronaut.
Oh, nice.
But we also definitely have George Smith lined up, who is the head of technology for the International Space Station and a former UMaine alum. He graduated from engineering from UMaine. So he'll be one of our keynote speakers, and we're working on an astronaut. So this will be a partnership event with us, with the Challenger Learning Center, and of course with the University of Maine engineering departments as well. So it should be a really fun event, all-day event with lots of activities. We're also doing some stuff as I mentioned, with Challenge. We'll be doing some hands-on activities, and the Bangor Public Library is involved as well with some reading activities that'll take place that day. So we'll have a lot more about that coming up in the next few months, but we're in our planning processes for it. It should be quite an event.
That's awesome. And now the Trump administration has talked about getting us back into space with manned missions again to perhaps the moon, maybe Mars down the road, and there's been talk of that, but do we have the technology at this point? Are the machines constructed that can get us to either of those places in short order?
Yeah, I think, with the moon, it's probably a more realistic target for the short term. For Mars, it's a much longer mission. There's going to need to be a lot of new technology developments. With the moon, we could get there in 3.5 days, stay on the surface for, however long we want to, and then 3.5 days back. With Mars, you're looking at 7 to 9 months one way, 1.5 years on the surface till they line up again, and another 7 to 9 months back. So when we go to Mars, we'll have to do it different than going to the moon. You'll have to establish base stations and, basically refresh. You can't just go and come back like we did with the moon. That wouldn't be wise and would be very difficult. But going to the moon, it might happen. I mean, we'll have to wait and see. There still are some things that need to be developed for that. But, with, of course, SpaceX looking like they're going to have a successful vehicle for being able to launch humans to the International Space Station. If that takes off, then there's a pretty good chance that we could get back to the moon in relatively short order. And of course, this makes some sense because right now we have a variety of things happening there, and the Chinese have put spacecraft on the moon. They have a plan to send humans to the moon, so I'm guessing that the U.S. wants to, kind of like the old space race when we used to have it with the former Soviet Union, I'm guessing that now there'll be a push to race with China to some extent to get back to the moon as well.
Well, because people may not realize that we're sending astronauts into space these days, but they have to hitch a ride with other folks.
Right. And that's one of the reasons that, hopefully SpaceX, if that all works out, that would be at least being able to launch from the U.S. Because right now we do. We basically go to Russia, and all of our astronauts have to launch out of Russia right now to go up to the International Space Station.
Sean, there have been so many, I'm such a fan of space exploration. There have been so many movies made about it through the years, some good, some not so good.
Yep.
I'm sure you've watched a lot of them. Are there any that are better than others when it comes to being scientifically correct?
I think The Right Stuff did a really good job, of course. And I think First Man did as well. Now, it's done a little bit different, but I did like the way that they did things. And I think it showed some of the human side of it. So those are a couple that I definitely highly you know, would highly recommend in terms of the science side of it.
Yep.
I also was really impressed with Hidden Figures.
Oh, yeah.
That was really good, and I think did a wonderful job of showing, you know, both the human side, but also what was needed to do that, and sometimes what we take for granted when we are doing all these things. We think of, you know, the astronauts being, you know, and you know, the engineers, but we sometimes miss the people in between who really make it actually possible. You know, that, you know, that those human calculators at the time. And there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of that in astronomy in general, of course, that has happened over time, that where people weren't, you know, necessarily recognized. So that was a really good way of doing so, I thought.
Yeah, I love all those movies. What about The Martian? Was that?
Yeah, so The Martian was interesting. I mean, I think, you know, there are parts of it that were realistic. There are parts that probably not so much. But I think they really tried to get as much of the science close anyway. So I thought that they did a reasonably good job there, you know. Again, it definitely was a lot better than, let's say, Interstellar or Gravity, which both were hoo-hoo-hoo. Great science fiction, yes. Science, not so much. you know, so, and but I always tell folks, I mean, you know, with science fiction, that is the thing. You have to remember it's science fiction. I have friends who will really critique to the nth degree, and I'm like, okay, so, you know, if it's science fiction, they're not trying to portray science, you know, give them some latitude because it's science fiction. But if they're trying to portray science, then yeah, then you can be a little more what have you, you know, and critique it that way.
Here we go. Sean Lash, Amera Astronomy Center. Lots of great programs going on this month. Go to the website, astro.umaine.edu, for more information. Sean, always great to see you.
Great to be here.
We'll see you again next month.
Sounds good.